This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 260 for Tuesday, February 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, hitting fresh contract highs in many months as ongoing gains in Chicago soy oil provided support. Canola was up by $2 to over $10, the most active May contract up $9 at $692.60 per ton. New crop November up $4.10 at $567.70. The USDA lowered its projection for U.S. soybean ending stocks as expected in a report out this morning. Canola supplies are also on the tight side, and that added to the firm tone as the canola market works to ration demand. Cold temperatures across much of the prairies underpinned the market as well, with farmer deliveries and rail movement hampered by the weather. In the U.S., soybeans were up while corn and wheat futures were both lower, as the futures reacted to the monthly USDA supply-demand report. Soybeans up 12 cents in the May contract at $13.98 per bushel. U.S. soybean ending stocks for the current crop year were pegged at 120 million bushels. That was down by 20 million from the previous estimate, but in line with trade expectations. The global soybean carryout was down by a million tons on the month at 83.4 million. Soybean production in both Brazil and Argentina were left unchanged. Brazil is in the midst of its harvest, and relatively favorable weather there kept a lid on the upside. Corn futures, they moved lower, losing 7 cents in the May contract at $5.54 per bushel. U.S. corn ending stocks were pegged at 1.5 billion bushels by the USDA. That was down from the January forecast, but still well above average trade guesses, closer to 1.4 billion or lower. Meanwhile, world corn ending stocks were raised by 2.7 million tons, now at 286.5 million. The government agency did leave its estimates for corn production in Brazil and Argentina unchanged. Wheat futures, they are also lower, taking direction from corn. Minneapolis down 8 cents in the May contract at $6.37 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in May at $6.38 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 5.5 cents in May at $6.54 per bushel. The U.S. balance sheet for wheat was largely left unchanged, but the USDA did lower its world wheat ending stocks forecast by nearly 9 million tons, pegging the global carryout at 304.2 million tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.